Good morning, Teletuners. Oh, that well, we didn't even plan that.
I know. I was like, at first we both said good morning, and I was like, oh wait, let's just keep going. WIUX B-Side Internet Radio with Megan Clough.
Teletoons
with Megan Clough.
We've said it so many times. Like, yeah, this so many is times. Our fourth semester of doing this.
It's true.
We've said those words so many times.
I want like someone to clip. Like, we could totally actually do that from all of our episodes that are on our website, meganclough.com.
Oh my god, make like a compilation of every time.
Yes, every time we're like, welcome back to Teletoons, or like WIUX B-Side Internet Radio, Teletoons with Megan Clough, or whatever it is.
Yeah, well, I feel like we kind of just made our own intro because every time we go, hello, Teletuners, and we never even like planned it. I feel like it was just like,
it just kind of happened,
was subconscious.
Yes. We should, like, do an episode where we, like, reflect back on, like, the shows that we've watched and the shows that we've loved. Do you know what I'm saying? Oh, no!
Oh, my God.
Guys, it's getting to be an emotional time.
For our last episode?
Oh, my God, yes.
That's why I started crying. I was like...
Getting close. Yeah.
It's not happening. We're going to do Teletoons forever.
Forever and ever, guys.
We're
going to
come back here as, like, alum and be like, it's 10 a.m. on a Monday. Get out of our seat.
This is literally our
Get
booth.
Get out of our seat.
That's our booth.
Today is our Glee episode. Our second
Glee episode. Because, like, there's so much there.
There's so much.
And it's, like, a show about music. And so, naturally, our music show about shows,
yes,
we need to do multiple.
Also, Megan in the first episode without me, and I'm low-key still salty about it.
Oh no. Just, it was like a last minute
thing. It was my
we've had, well, because back in the day we were like, okay, you just do it. Like, if one of us had to cancel, it was like we didn't like cancel the show. We've gotten a little more comfortable now because like we've both been so busy lately too, so we're just kind of like, yeah, it's fine, you know, we don't have to do it. But yeah, so I've been waiting for this one because I'm like, okay, we need to do like
I'm
it
excited.
Together.
Yeah.
Last time, yes, I got to just play all my favorite ones. So it was a good time. I enjoyed, you know.
What was I going to say? I prefer to do the show with you. Like, I don't like doing it by myself.
That's valid.
And I think you're just a more outgoing person.
I'm a slut for attention. So, like, that day I was like, that was I think the first show I did by myself.
Yeah.
And so I was like, what's up? Like, because the thing is, if I don't have somebody else to, like, riff with, mm-hmm. I prefer doing it, like, with you, of course.
Aww.
Because this is Teletoons with Megan
Clough. Oh, my gosh, she likes me, guys.
Guys, I like her.
I didn't know.
Just now, she found out. But, yeah, like, it's harder to, like, you can't riff with yourself, you know? So there'll be moments where I'm like, I was just babbling. But
that's so real.
Yeah. That was a fun one, though, just because I got to play, like, my bangers that I'm like, wait, this is a good one.
Yeah.
But
she stole a lot of the good ones, but there's still a lot of good ones.
There are still so many good ones.
This first song is a banger from Glee. This is Rumor Has It / Someone Like You.
Your love anymore.
Rumor has it, yeah, baby.
torn, you're leaving a fool. Sometimes it hurts instead. Sometimes it lasts in love, but sometimes it hurts instead.
That was Rumor Has It / Someone Like You. That was from one of the, was it from their mashup episode?
Or? It was from their mashup episode, like one of them. They had multiple.
They do lots of mashups, which I love. That episode also was, because that was the one where Finn, I guess, like found out that Santana's a lesbian.
Yes.
And like during that performance, he leaned over and told Rachel something. And Santana stopped that song before it was over and came down and was like, "What did you say to her?" And then,
yes, sorry, I'm back.
He was like, "I just was saying that you were doing really good." And she's like, "No, you didn't. You're lying. Like, what did you say to her?" And she was, and he was like, "I didn't say anything." And she smacked him. And
she slapped him
in the face hard.
So like, she just like did that amazing like belting, like emotion, like crying, like beautiful thing. What you just heard, and then she walks down and just slaps Finn straight across the face. It's so good.
BTS IRL. She actually did slap Corey Monteith. Yes. Naya Rivera actually slapped him because he had told her, like, just do it. Honestly, just go for it. So then she did. But, like, Naya Rivera was, like, such a sweet girl, so she felt so horrible, which is just, like, a sweet thing. Oh, so sad. Whoa. Both of them died. That's so sad.
It was very sad. No, it's, like,
both
really
of them have passed.
Tragic.
It is really tragic. People think that Glee is, like, cursed because of, like, just, like, the history that the show has and, like, the amount of deaths that have happened since the show. And, like, it's just a little bit wild. But, like, in the most crazy ways, too. Yes. Like, Naya Rivera's death was crazy.
It was very tragic.
Very tragic. But, yeah, so this is our second Glee episode. And if you did not tune in to the last one, or if you did, or if you've watched the show, whatever, like, this is no new news to you. But Glee is a show from maybe 2010, I believe is when it started.
It's like, yeah, I think it's around the like early 2010s.
Early 2010s. Glee is like a jukebox musical show. They sing all the songs that have been in like the top 40s at some point. And it's about a school show choir, the Glee Club. And just a group of misfits, you know, trying to fit in and trying to make their way and shine as bright as they can.
Shine bright like a diamond.
Shine bright like a diamond.
That was just a vocal stem. I'm submitting an assignment while we're on the air, so I'm a little distracted, so Megan's kind of, like, stalling for me.
You think I'm stalling. Do you know what that's from?
No.
It's from SpongeBob, the movie.
Oh.
It's, Scarlett Johansson plays the mermaid in the SpongeBob movie, and she's trying to stall her dad while SpongeBob and Patrick are making their way back from Shell City with his crown, and he's like, "Time's up," whatever, and she's like, wait, do you need to do this now? And he's like, "Are you stalling?" She's like, "Stalling? What? You think I'm stalling?" It's just like the funniest thing, and my family has always quoted that. But so I'm still stalling. So we've got a ragtag group of misfits. We've got Rachel Berry, Finn Hudson. I was gonna say Wolfhard. I'm like, that's not it. We've got Puck, Noah Puckerman, Quinn Fabre, Mercedes Jones, Kurt Hummel, Artie Abrams,
Rachel Berry. Did we say Rachel Berry?
Yeah, I said Rachel. I think I just said Rachel, but yeah, Rachel Berry. William Schuster, Sue Sylvester, Emma Pillsbury. Becky Jackson.
Becky Jackson.
We've got Shannon Beast. Shannon Beast?
Yes.
Who else? Britney S. Pierce. Britney Spears, if you will. Santana.
Lopez.
Santana Lopez.
That's actually crazy. I could, tell you all of their last names. it's, so bad.
It's taken me a minute.
Tina Cohen-Chang
and Mike Chang.
Yes. Which is actually crazy how similar their last names are.
Yeah.
Well, is her last name, hyphenated? Is it, a two last name? So is, could they be related?
Maybe down their lineage.
I don't think they're related, but just...
their names are, pretty close. Yeah.
Well, I feel but like their
one time,
are just lazy.
Sue calls... Yeah, it's totally... It's also Ryan Murphy. He wasn't going to do the politically correct thing, if I'm being honest. So Ryan Murphy started the show. This is what I wanted to say on the last time I did the show, and I didn't. Ryan Murphy wrote and directed Glee, and Ryan Murphy graduated from Indiana University through the media school. He was probably in this very building.
Yes,
he was a journalism major.
Well, I don't think this building was the media school when he was a student here, because it used to be Ernie Pyle was the media school. This used to be the admissions building.
I thought this was a library. That's why the front of the building says, oh, there's a million things in every book.
It could have been a many, many things.
I believe it's a library. I believe it was a library because I had heard it from one of the people who worked downstairs. Mm. And they were like, this was once a library, but then they had black mold, so they had to rebuild. And that's why there's the glass wall in the ceiling, or the glass ceiling. But I'm not sure. But so Ryan Murphy went here and he graduated with a journalism major. And went on to make a lot of shows. A lot of really popular shows. Glee.
A lot of problematic shows.
That is true. Glee. American Horror Story.
American Horror Story is so good.
Hollywood. He made the Jeffrey Dahmer thing. He made the Monsters thing.
Yeah. I think he's making a new show now called The Beauty, which is basically just a ripoff of The Substance.
Oh. And he made...
Scream Queens.
Scream Queens. He made Scream Queens. He made Love Story, the new one. Have you watched?
No.
Oh my god, I'm thinking about that now.
Oh my god,
that would be an excellent show for us to do. But that's okay. Only so much time left.
Don't say that.
I know. I'm so sorry. But yeah, he's made a lot of good shows. Guy's got content. I'll say that. He makes some pretty problematic jokes that here's my problematic. You can cancel me. He's pretty funny. He makes some really funny jokes.
Yeah, it is. It is.
But
I also feel like the ones where it's things that are attacking groups that I'm a part of or me, I laugh.
Yes, I'm like, oh, that's funny.
I laugh. Yes. But also I feel like a lot of it is especially in Glee, because Glee is it takes place in a small town in Ohio. So he's making fun of these small-minded people, and the show is a satire. So I feel like when there are jokes, there are some jokes that age very poorly and he should not have written, but there are some jokes where it's okay, he's trying to critique this is the small town and this is what people will say. Mm-hmm. And I think there are a lot of episodes of Glee that actually raise awareness to a lot of important issues. So
I agree.
There's my little soapbox.
I agree.
There's this girl that I watch on YouTube and she watches Glee, and she has several different segments and things that she'll say while she watches it. So she'll be like, this is the best song, this is my favorite moment in the episode, this is the joke that didn't age well.
That is so funny. Me and my roommates have a drinking game about
Glee. Oh my gosh.
So if we're ever just you want to we should pregame but we don't know what to do or play, we'll turn on an episode of Glee and we have a few rules. Mm-hmm. And I'll just list a few of the rules. You have to take a shot if there's a guest star.
Oh.
You have to chug your drink if one of the songs is on your main playlists. Or in your go-to playlists. You have to just take a sip every time they sing. You have to take a sip every time Mercedes does a riff. You have to take a sip anytime Will is having an uncomfortable... Anytime a student and teacher are having an inappropriate conversation that a student teacher wouldn't normally have.
And oh my god, that's a way to get drunk. That's a way to get blacked.
effed up. But then there's
actually, anytime me and Megan don't drink.
We don't drink.
We're so sober.
We just pray.
And also, if we do drink, we don't.
When we get drunk, we don't. But Yeah, she, like, it's just a lot of things. Anytime Sue makes something, anytime Sue is iconic slash problematic, and like anytime
you think this is hard, try being waterboarded. That's hard.
Anytime,
what's the other thing that she says?
Like, she says a lot of hysterical things. One time she called Tina Cohen loser. That's the stupidest thing. And one time she said, she went up to Will Schuster and she said, like, it was that mattress episode. And she went to Will Schuster and she said, well, there was a pile of mattresses as high as I'm sure the pile of empty hair gel containers outside of your apartment. And then she said, like, mm-hmm. something about, like, wipe your butt chin or whatever. And then she goes, love you like a sister. And then she kisses her two fingers and then puts her two fingers on his lips. And she is hysterical. I love Sue. She's awesome. And then one time she commits suicide.
Okay, wait. I have a little performance
that I'm going to do.
If you ever cross me, I'm going to go to the local animal shelter and I'm going to get you a pet kitten and you are going to fall in love with that pet kitten and you are going to spend every waking moment growing attached to that pet kitten and one cold, dark night, I am going to sneak into your apartment and punch you in the face. Like, you think she's gonna say she's gonna... It's so good.
She is awesome.
And yes, I have that memorized and... Don't ask.
That is so good. Well, when she commits suicide, she writes in her journal that she's going to commit suicide. And okay, she, Will and Emma run to her house. And because they're like, oh my gosh, like she's, you know, she's done it. Like she's done like the horrible thing. You can't go back. And then she's like laying in her bed.
Also
like,
trigger asleep. Warning, sorry.
Yeah, trigger warning, sorry. But yeah, she's like laying in her bed surrounded by like containers of Flintstone gummies. And they're, like, trying to feel for a pulse. And Emma goes, she doesn't have a pulse. And then Sue wakes up and she goes, yeah, I do. And she's like, I thought that I would, like, drift peacefully into a nice slumber. But I just feel a little bit wired and my jaw hurts. And which is just, she is so ridiculous. And they're like, Sue, you're horrible. And then they leave. And she's like, that's okay. Whatever. But this next song is a Chloe pick.
Yes. This one, I just put because we're talking about Sue. There's like a whole Madonna episode.
Oh my God.
Like, she does a Madonna number. This isn't the one that Sue sings, which we should have done because that would have been epic. But this this is like what Kurt and Mercedes sing and they perform it in front of the whole
school. Oh my God, this one is so good. Wait,
like, this is, if you're not awake yet,
wake up.
This is 4 minutes by Mercedes and Kurt from the Glee cast.
Tell me, how about you?
That was 4 minutes by Kurt and Mercedes Jones. Kurt Hummel and Mercedes Jones from Glee cast.
The Glee cast.
I should say their actual names. Chris Colfer and... Oh my gosh.
Amber Riley?
Yes, Amber Riley. Thank you. Oh my gosh, I love her. I can't believe I forgot her name.
That's okay. Kill me. That's all right. Kill me.
I actually love Amber Riley.
Like, she's so epic.
She's amazing.
Who is Josh Groban? Kill yourself. That is one of the quotes.
Wait.
Go on.
Okay, wait. Trigger warning. Words.
Trigger warning. Words.
Bad who
words.
Is Josh Groban? Kill yourself.
Wait, who's Josh Groban? Who is Josh Groban? Kill yourself. So awesome. This is hysterical.
Oh, we're going to get canceled. No, that's we're actually probably like, going to get like kicked off WIUX.
The thing is, we're not telling anybody to
we're just quoting. We're quoting Ryan Murphy, who is an IU alum. So if you have a problem with the words that we're saying,
take it up with Ryan.
Take it up with the media school.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because who endorsed him?
The Glee poster is in Ernie Pyle, so...
Oh, it is?
Yeah, they have a wall of, like, media from all the people that went here. And so, like, the Glee poster's up there. And also, like, Catching Fire's up there because Susan Collins went here. And
what?
She went here for undergrad. So, like, she went to NYU for grad school. So everyone's, she's, like, known as an NYU alum, but she went here for undergrad.
You know who else went here? Jim Jones.
Who's that?
The cyanide guy with the Kool-Aid. You're familiar?
No.
He's like a cult guy.
Oh.
He like ran a cult and then he like the cult was gonna you've not heard this? Okay, trigger warning again. But like Jim Jones like ran a cult called Jonestown and people would just like leave their homes and once
oh my god.
Once everything was like shutting down, and like the his like cult basically was like about to get like busted, he mixed Kool-Aid with cyanide and everybody killed themselves.
Damn.
He went here.
This is a true crime.
That's crazy you've not heard that because it's like a really like famous reference.
I probably have, honestly.
Like, anybody says like, oh, drink the Kool-Aid, like that's what they're referencing.
Dang.
Post Malone sings about it at one point.
Oh, Post Malone.
But this next one I played on our Fleabag episode. Was that last week? No.
Last week. So.
No, last week was Battle of the Shows.
Oh, right.
2 weeks ago was Fleabag, yes.
You did play this, but you played
I played the real version by R.E.M. This is...
That's so cool. So this is like full circle.
Yeah, full circle. This is Losing My Religion by Finn Hudson / Corey Monteith.
Haven't said
That was, oh, sorry, I said
that, Losing My Religion by Finn Hudson. Oh, we have, I think we have a tour coming in. Is that a Purdue jacket that that man is wearing? That is hysterical.
Anyways, no, yeah, so that song is from the Grilled Jesus episode.
Yes, the Grilled.
So
this show is crazy.
It is absolutely crazy.
There's
so,
an episode. Sorry, you can explain it.
Oh, basically, the episode is actually crazy because a lot of like sad things. Like that was very. Anyways,
what, like what were they doing?
We had some visitors. Anyways,
we were just in here just pointing.
Yeah, we had some. Visitors just now, but anyways,
like, there's an older man and then a boy who looked 17.
That was Jay Kincaid. Actually, I shouldn't name drop him.
Like, you know,
that was, he's a professor.
Oh, the professor?
Yeah,
the guy with the Purdue jacket.
No, the guy with the blue. Anyways, okay, oh, okay, okay, okay.
Yeah, my gosh. Oh my god, my brain is everywhere.
Okay, this is like we're talking about when we're like the when the music is playing, we're talking about ADHD, and I feel like this morning is a very ADHD.
Absolutely, because like me and Chloe had texted me like last night, and this morning as well, and I didn't like see because I woke up so late, and I was like showering, and I was like, ooh, I want to like put my perfume on like this, and I was like, what am I doing? Lock in again, Jesus.
Oh my god.
So yeah, it's an absolute ridiculous day. And then I like finally responded to Chloe like way too late, so I do apologize for that.
No, you're Gucci.
But yeah, it really is just that kind of morning.
Yeah.
But Grilled Jesus.
Grilled Jesus. So there's actually something really sad that happens in this episode, but the like B side plot, mm-hmm. or maybe the A side plot, maybe the sad thing is the B plot, but like Finn Hudson like accidentally burns his grilled cheese in the shape of a Jesus. Like the char marks like look like Jesus, and he prays to it, and every time he asks it for something, it gives it to him.
Like it actually happens.
But the crazy thing is that his friend's dad is in a coma in the episode, and he never asks Grilled Jesus to wake him up from the coma.
Wait, Bert?
Yeah.
Oh my
so he
gosh.
Asks Grilled Jesus like to get a solo in Glee. He asks Grilled Jesus
to get to second base with Rachel.
To get to second base with Rachel, and he asks Grilled Jesus to like get like to like win his like football game, and all of those things happen, all while his like brother's dad is in a coma. His like. Stepbrother's dad is in a coma, and he's never asks it to wake it up, but then because of the coma he sings this song, and he's like, I'm losing my religion, and he's like very angsty,
and
after
he like, yeah,
being like, hail Grilled Jesus.
He like pitches to the Glee Club that they should start doing more Catholic songs, and like some of the Catholic people in the group are like, yes,
yeah,
like, finally, thank you. And then but Rachel is Jewish.
Yeah.
And so it's just fun. It's a funny thing in their relationship because he's like worshiping Jesus and like asking Jesus for like things for their relationship, and she doesn't believe that, like she doesn't worship Jesus as like a Jewish person, you know?
Yeah.
I need to explain Judaism and Catholicism to everybody.
It's a very controversial episode, I feel like, because it's just like, I feel like the thing with Glee is that like they don't shy away from all these topics. Like mm-hmm. this episode was just all about like religion and like faith, and then they'll have other episodes that are just about like really like,
who is Josh Groban, kill yourself,
like very like, heavy stuff. And I also feel like like people don't talk about like religion in a high school show. Also, they talked, I feel like the thing I did like about this episode was like they talked about how like the cast members all had different religions.
Yeah, and I like, love Kurt's story yeah. for that, because Kurt, it's like a big thing for Kurt because he's just like, what are you doing? Why are you like, Kurt is mm-hmm. very, very gay.
And you're gonna say very, very atheist, but yes.
But that is all. No, but he just doesn't, he's like, why would I want to go to a place that I'm not welcome? And it's like a thing that they all grapple where because some of the members of Glee are like very welcoming and stuff like that while also being Catholic, but it's something that they all have to kind of understand from each other is, I don't know. I do think it's a good, it covers some good topics, but in like it starts it off really silly.
Yeah.
But I do like what they have to say about like Kurt and stuff like that because, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's valid.
It was a good episode. This next song is, we're just going to keep cranking it up.
Yes! This one I picked, this one is on my like Halloween playlist. Like come
it's
Halloween
so
time,
good.
I play this song. It's, is it around their Halloween episode? I don't know. They sing this song on the football field, dressed up as zombies.
Yes.
No.
As zombies, yeah.
It is the one? Okay. And it's another mashup, and it's one of the best mashups, I believe.
It's one of the best mashups.
This is Thriller and Heads Will Roll. Yeah!
Dance, dance, dance till you're dead.
make it hell. Don't start to freeze as someone looks you right between the eyes. You're paralyzed.
Thriller / Hasbro Roll. We're gonna try to like speed run some music because we've been really yapping. We've had a lot to say.
Do you want to pick the next song?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then wait. Okay, wait. yeah, I'll do this one.
That's a good one.
Oh, wait, no, I want to do this one. We're just gonna do like all. Oh my gosh. We're gonna do like all bangers. I feel like I picked mostly like upbeat songs because I feel like those are the Glee ones that I like.
I picked a slower one, so that will be like the next one that I
pick. Okay.
So
this one is I'll explain very quickly. Basically, Mercedes and Santana, they have a little beef in season one. I actually like just watched this episode. It's season one or two. I think it's late season one, where Mercedes steals Santana's man, Puckerman.
Noah Puckerman.
Noah Puckerman. I almost said like Puckerman Finn. I was like, that's not right. Noah Puckerman. And they sing this song and have a little duet battle. This is The Boy Is Mine by Mercedes and Santana from Glee Cast.
Can I please talk to you for a minute?
Sure. You know, you look kind of familiar.
Yeah, you do too, but I just wanted to know, do you know somebody named... You know his name.
Oh yeah, definitely, I know his name.
I just wanted to let you know he's mine.
No, he's mine.
You need to give it up. Had about enough. It's not hard to see. The boy is mine.
straight, sitting tall, face to face. There is no way you could mistake. And boy, oh man, are you insane?
See, I know that you may be just a bit jealous of me. Cause you're blind if you can't see that is love is all in me.
See, I tried to hesitate. I didn't want to say what he told me. He said without me, he couldn't make it through the day in better shape.
Maybe you misunderstood. I guess I can't see how he could want to take his time, and that's all good. All my love is all it took. You do, you keep on acting like a fool. You need to know it's me, not you. And if you didn't know it, girl, it's true.
I think that you should realize, try to understand why he is a part of my life. I know it's killing you inside.
You can say what you wanna say. What we have, you can't take. Find the truth, you can't escape. I can tell the real from the
picture, to the past, I'm the future. Get away, it's my time to shine. If you didn't know, the boy is mine. Oh, enough to see the boy in mine. Sorry that you seem to be confused. He belongs to me.
That was The Boy Is Mine by Glee Cast. This next song...
Oh, sorry. Well, about that song, they sang together, and then at the end, they were like, wait, that was really good, you know?
They were like, why are we fighting? We're a power duo.
Exactly. And then they sing other songs. They sang another one. Is it Mountain High, River
Deep? River Deep, Mountain High.
Yeah, that one. And they do this funny little walk. They funny do that to this thing.
They do a funny little walk. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. This next one is... it kind of captures a similar rivalry, but in a sweet, sad way.
Oh, yes.
So, Rachel Berry is known for her big nose, and Quinn Fabray is known for her cute little petite, tiny little baby nose. And Rachel wants to look like Quinn because Quinn is dating Finn, who Rachel likes. And so she Turns out she has like a deviated septum or something like that. And so she decides that she wants to get a nose job to look more like Quinn. And it's a big thing where mm-hmm. everyone's like, no, like you might not be able to sing the same. And her idol is Barbara Streisand, who also has a bit of a nose. Yeah. And so she was like, it's like a whole thing. And so this song is from that episode where they're kind of comparing themselves to each other. So Rachel's comparing herself to Quinn, but Quinn is also comparing herself to Rachel because mm-hmm. she sees the way that Finn like talks to her and like looks at her and stuff like that. So this is called, this is another mashup. This is called I Feel Pretty Unpretty.
I wish I could tie you up in my shoes, make you feel unpretty too. I was told I was beautiful. What does that mean to you? Look into the mirror, who's inside there? The one with the long hair. Same old me again today. My outsides are cool, my insides are blue. Every time I think I'm through, it's because of you. I've tried different ways, but it's all the same. At the end of the day, I have myself to blame. I'm just tripping. You can buy your hair if it won't grow. You can fix your nose if you said so. You can buy all the makeup that Matt can make. But if you can look inside you, find out who am I to be in a position to make me feel so damn unpretty. So pretty, I feel pretty and witty and bright. Never insecure until I met you. Now I'm being stupid. I used to be so cute to me, just a little bit skinny. Why do I look to all these things to keep you happy? Maybe get rid of you and then.
I feel pretty slash unpretty.
I thought you were gonna say it, and then I was like, okay. And then I was like, she's not saying it. I really had to cough.
That's so funny. That song actually, I feel like I've slept on that song because listening to it just now, I'm like, that's actually beautiful.
It's one of my favorites. It was one of, it's the first episode of Glee I had ever watched. Because my sister watched it before me. Mm-hmm. And then that song came on and I was like, oh, I really like this. And then I watched all of Glee and I just really like that song. The other song that I played on the other Glee episode we did that I love and it makes me actually cry is Shake It Off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off.
Stop, I'm gonna cry.
It's so good. Oh. That was Florence and the Machine that they covered. But they covered it like, Florence and the Machine, it was like very much like a nightlife song where it's like you're just singing and like you could be drunk, you could be just running around with your friends. It's like forget about it, you know. But then
and it was their Gwyneth version, Paltrow too, right?
Yeah. No. No, not in that one.
Okay.
I think she was in the episode, but that was the one where Beast was getting abused by Cooter, which is the worst thing in the world, Cooter. And
I shouldn't
the
laugh.
the girls sang the Cell Block Tango because they thought it was like a bad baddie song, but then the I think it was Gwyneth Paltrow and Sue Sylvester that were like, no, that's so insensitive. And so then they sang Shake It Off by Florence and the Machine to Beast. And then that's when Beast had the courage to leave her husband.
That was a
such a good
episode.
Song. There it is. Like, those girls didn't understand the severity of, like, domestic violence. And so they, like, even Sue, the girl who said, I'm going to sneak into your house in the middle of the night and punch you. You know, like, she was the one that, like, really came down to earth and was like, listen.
Well, the thing about Sue is, like, when things get serious, she locks in.
Mm-hmm. And when Beast, when they found out that Beast got hit, she was like, trigger warning as well. She was like, Sue was like, Beast, I want you to leave your house. I want you to come over to mine. I have a tent that you can wear. And I was like, what are you saying? Like, she was, like, genuine. Like, she genuinely was like, get out of your house. You can stay with me. But what do you mean you have a tent she can wear?
Like, she will never, like, no matter the situation, she will never, like, let her little, like, what, like, it's not even a one-liner. It's not even a one-liner, like, a one-off. Like, she will always just have these little quips and little jokes. And it's like, she could be like, I'm going to save you from the situation. I'm going to cure your cancer, but also,
but you're
like,
ugly.
But also,
I hate you. Your hair looks weird.
Yeah.
She is so goofy. Because same with, like, Kurt was getting bullied, like, crazy bullied to the point where, like, he had to leave the school. Like, he got threatened. Like, his life was threatened. And then Sue was, like, she just calls him things, like, she's, like, she would call him doll face and, like, porcelain. And he's, like, you know what you're doing is bullying, too. Because Sue was, like, I want you to be safe. I never want you to have to worry. Like, she was, like, you're a kid and, like, you should not have to worry about your life ever.
Yeah.
But then Kurt was like, you know what you're doing is bullying too. And she's like, okay, I understand. I'll let you pick out of three different names. And then she told him the different names and he ended up picking Porcelain. So she called, like, she never picked on him again and never called him another name. For the rest of the show, she calls him Porcelain because he asked her to.
It's like beautiful.
She's just like goofy.
Wait, but that actually perfectly leads into this song because the song plays.
Oh my God.
That was so good.
Yeah, that was crazy.
The song plays in the episode when, like, Kurt is getting bullied and it's very, very emotional.
Oh no, actually, this comes in later. This is not the episode where Kurt's getting bullied. This is the episode where his bully is getting bullied.
Oh, right. Yes. Okay. So, yeah, his bully ends up going through some things. We don't need to get into all of that, but this song is very emotional. This is sung by Blaine, which is, like, Kurt's boyfriend in the show. This is... Wait, what's...
Cough syrup?
What's the actor?
Oh, Darren Criss.
This is Cough Syrup sang by Darren Criss.
These fishes in the sea, they're staring. losing my mind, losing control.
I don't know what
that
I'm singing.
That was
cough syrup.
If I could find a way to see it straight, I don't run away. Such a good song. It's also so emotional.
If you didn't cry this morning, if you didn't cry, what is wrong with you?
What's wrong with you? Look in the mirror. Get a grip. Well,
this has been
really, really quickly.
Oh,
who's your favorite character and who do you think you are?
Oh my gosh.
My favorite character is Santana, and I think I am probably Quinn in my own way.
I was going to say in high school I was Quinn.
Yeah.
And then I think favorite character is also Santana.
Love it.
Genuinely. Well, no. I feel like I'm low-key Tina.
Oh my God. Especially when she has like her like diva goth phase.
And they like ruin her character, but if her character was written like well, I low-key am Tina.
Yeah, that's so valid.
But
well, thank you for tuning in. This has been Teletoons on WIXB Side Internet Radio with Megan and Chloe. And tune in next week, 10 a.m. on Monday.
Ow, ow.
Ow, ow, ow.
Adios.